This is Fond of Pants, a Buffy the Vampire Slayer DCU crossover fic, written by Livia Penn and read by Raina Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Zatanna Zatara, Xander Harris. The Engardo demon was just about to start gnawing on the stranger's ankles when Zatanna crashed through the brush and cast her spell, sending it back to the dimension from which it came. It was dark and quiet in the woods for a few moments after that, and Zatanna summoned a few floating lights around her before kneeling down and pulling the young man's head and shoulders into her lap. He had dark hair and an eye patch, and was blinking owlishly with his good eye. "Can you hear me?" she said. "Listen, you've got to calm down. The Engarda's venom is still in your bloodstream, and it'll stay active as long as you're frightened. Once you relax, you'll be able to move again." He mumbled through numbed lips, and she stroked his arm comfortingly. Engardo demons were picky. They only fed on fierce warriors of very good character. And they always seemed to go for the really cute ones, too. Made cleaning up after one on a rampage really depressing in a "where are all the good men these days?" well, devoured, mostly, kind of way. "Don't worry, it's gone." Twigs were poking Zatanna's legs, but the young man in her arms was actually rather handsome. "And it won't come back, either. I've sealed the dimensional portal." Her nose twitched suddenly. The man in her arms smelled, well, familiar. Like pine cones and sulfur. She frowned and unbuttoned his shirt, pulling out a rather professional-looking scapula.
"Hey, that's my... ow."
The dark-haired man managed to lift a hand, then pushed himself off her lap into the leaves and twigs. In a second, though, he was sitting up, blinking his good eye slowly. "Nice work. It's probably the only reason you weren't eaten alive before I got here. Did you make it yourself?" Zatanna didn't sense occult energies about him, but there was something a little strange about his aura, for lack of a better word.
"No, Willow made it. She's a witch. Is that..."
He tried to push himself to his feet, and Zatanna stood and helped him.
"Is that what you are? Is this how witches dress here? Because most of the ones I've met were more, fond of pants." "Wait, did you say you'd sealed the dimensional portal?" "Oh, God. Ugh, ice cream headache."
He put a hand to his forehead and staggered, the venom obviously still active in his system.
"Whoa, calm down," Zatanna said, pitching her voice low.
"Calm down," stroking his shoulder.
His rather well-muscled shoulder, she observed in a purely professional manner.
She was about to put a little mojo behind the words, but then his breathing slowed, and he looked up at her, smiling crookedly.
"That could be a problem. 'Cause, see, I'm not from here."
"Where are you from?"
The stranger pointed back towards where the portal had been.
"Crap," Zatanna said. "So that's where all the good men were these days. Demon lunch meat or in other dimensions?"
She should have guessed.
Well, he was stuck here now.
Engardo magic was old magic, and there was no way to open a portal back to the stranger's dimensions that had been closed by Zatanna's magic, unless...
"Oh.
What?"
"Well, she almost didn't mention it, but it was her fault for sealing the portal, and, well..."
He was really pretty damn cute.
"We can open it again?"
Zatanna said. It just takes a certain, purely ritual act.
Fun! Do we have to get naked?
Zatanna unzipped the catch at the side of her waistcoat and pulled it off over her head.
Actually, yes. The stranger averted his gaze immediately, bringing up a hand to cover his good eye.
Engardo demons were horrible, horrible creatures, but damn if they didn't have good taste in men.
Said the stranger. Now, we, that means you and me?
Yes, Zatanna said, and reached for the buttons of his shirt.
So, just to be clear, we're going to have sex, right? He peeked, blushed, and went a little staggery again.
Zatanna stopped unbuttoning and crossed her arms in order not to break his brain. Look, it's the only way I'm going to be able to get close enough to your mystic energies to forge a path back to your home dimension. So let's just sum up 6 months of dating. I'm emotionally distant due to my dad abandoning me as a child, and I'm conflicted about it because it wasn't really his fault. There was a curse, yada yada yada. Whole big thing, right? So sometimes I think maybe I just use that as an excuse, and that there's a lot of guys who are just intimidated by the magic thing.
Dude, not every guy can date a demon slayer.
And to be honest, I've had a crappy night. And you're cute.
She leaned in and kissed him.
And his hands flailed for a second before settling on her back, stroking firmly.
He had nice calluses. She moaned slightly into his mouth.
Hi, he said after a second, pulling back. I'm Xander.
Zatanna.
We may only have one ritual act, he said, voice low. And maybe the problems the two crazy people at the end of the alphabet don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world. But we'll always have the dimension of witches and fishnets and mystical sex.
He kissed her nose. Sorry, I just always wanted to say that. Kind of. I mean...
Sure, yeah, she said, and pushed him down on his back.
Maybe, she thought, she should actually visit his dimension. The dimension of witches who wore pants and apparently didn't have eyes if they didn't pounce on this stud on a regular basis. There was a nest of Engardo demons there that needed wiping out, after all.
And she had a feeling Xander would be more than happy afterwards to help her get home. The End.